Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 26th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. According to research from IDC and Canalys, the global smartphone market suffered its worst ever shipment decline in Q4 2022, reaching 300.3 million units. That's down 18.3% from the year before. Q4 was also the sixth consecutive quarterly decline for smartphones. IDC says that 2022 represents, quote, the lowest annual shipment total since 2013 due to significantly dampened consumer demand, inflation, and economic uncertainties. Austrian police said Wednesday that a Dutch hacker arrested back in November was trying to sell the full names, addresses, and dates of birth of virtually all 9.1 million residents in Austria. Investigators confirmed the data, which was posted to an online forum in May of 2020, was authentic. Austria requires registration data, that's basic information including a current address, that residents have to provide to the authorities. Police say unknown people are believed to have paid for the data and that the hacker had similar data sets from Italy, the Netherlands, and Colombia also for sale. The New York Times reports that TikTok's chief executive, Shaozi Chu, met with several think tanks and public interest groups in Washington last week to share more about how TikTok plans to keep data on American users within the United States. TikTok has been in confidential talks with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., or CFIUS, to answer questions about TikTok parent company ByteDance's relationship with the Chinese government, also submitting a 90-page proposal called Project Texas to the Biden administration back in August. Under the proposal, all U.S. user data would be held in domestic servers owned and operated by Oracle and inaccessible to ByteDance or TikTok employees outside the country. A new subsidiary, TikTok U.S. Data Security, or USDS, would be governed by an independent board of directors nominated by TikTok but reporting to CFIUS. Samsung announced the Odyssey Neo G7 on Thursday. That's the company's first flat mini LED model. The 43-inch 4K screen uses a VESA display, HDR600 and HDR10 Plus certification, and uses Samsung's Quantum Matrix technology for its mini LEDs for richer blacks and more color detail overall. You can use the DisplayPort or HDMI to connect your gaming rig or play a mobile game on a larger 43-inch screen using the built-in Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or by connecting a controller. It's also a smart TV with built-in apps like Prime Video, Netflix, and YouTube through Samsung's Smart Hub. The Odyssey Neo G7 is expected in Q1 of this year, although no word on price. The Wall Street Journal sources say that Meta and BuzzFeed reached a $10 million-ish deal in an effort to entice more creators to Meta properties like Facebook and Instagram. Research firm eMarketer reports that TikTok's global user base grew 18% in 2022, but Facebook plateaued and Instagram grew just 2.75%. Meta's content creator strategy has shifted over the years. You might recall back in 2016, Facebook agreed to pay $50 million to a number of publishers, including BuzzFeed, to create live video content for the platform, but discontinued the program after its video approach changed. BuzzFeed, which is now a public company, said in its most recent earnings report that declining time users spent on its sites was in part due to declining traffic from Facebook users. Jobs in the tech sector continue to be culled. IBM announced it will eliminate about 1.5% of its global workforce. That's around 3,900 jobs. IBM CFO James Kavanaugh said on Wednesday in an interview that this follows IBM's spinoff of the Kyndryl and Watson health units, though IBM still expects to hire in higher growth areas. SAP said in a statement on Thursday it's planning to cut about 3,000 jobs this year, or 2.5% of its staff, and is also exploring selling its remaining stake in Qualtrics International in order to refocus more on its largest business and revenue stream, which is cloud services. Meta's president of global affairs, Nick Clegg, announced the company will reinstate former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts in the coming weeks, following a two-year following a two-year suspension. Clegg said Meta's engineers will first need time to build out new functionality that's necessary to restrict certain posts or add capabilities in the future, and that Trump's account will be subject to new policies that may restrict accounts by public figures during civil unrest. Trump will also be monitored by Meta's crisis policy protocol, introduced last August, to consider both on- and off-platform risks of imminent harm and whether the actions or speech of any public figures should be sanctioned. And finally, the University of Texas at Austin said Thursday it will offer a large-scale, low-cost online Master of Sciences degree program in artificial intelligence. University officials said that they plan to train thousands of graduate students in areas like machine learning, with tuition around $10,000 annually, starting in the spring of 2024. UT is not the first to do this. Johns Hopkins University already offers an online MS degree in AI for around $45,000 annually. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy Daily Tech Headlines, remember to tell a friend to check it out. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.